be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
We're likely to see a new law that is the most sweeping impact on retirement accounts, IRAs, 401ks, and other retirement accounts that we've seen in close to 20 years. The Secure Act was passed by the House of Representatives on May 23rd by an overwhelming bipartisan majority, and it makes some big changes to retirement account contributions and distributions and all those rules. And now we don't know what the Senate version is going to look like. We do expect it to get through the Senate. There will probably be a few modifications, especially when it comes to things like 529 plans, saving for college, using those monies for primary and secondary education. But what are the biggest things that we're likely to see? They're going to be in, it looks like, increasing the required minimum distribution age to age 72. That is a tremendous impact for you. And when in tandem, if you're in your 60s, and in tandem with the fact that our tax rates are going back 2025, you've got maybe an extra 2 years here to take advantage of some great tax planning opportunities if you are already retired and you're in that sweet spot between retirement age and taking those required minimum distributions from your retirement accounts. You potentially could really take advantage of things like 0% tax rates on long-term capital gains, because you don't hit that RMD age until 72. If that is indeed what gets passed into law, and that is expected what's going to happen. They're going to also offer more access in 401k plans to annuities. That's been somewhat controversial. As this develops, and if it comes to law, we will have more on all of these topics. The one thing is not being talked about much, though, is they are probably going to tremendously curtail the opportunity you have to pass your retirement accounts to your kids and grandkids in a way where they can stretch the account distributions across the rest of their lifetimes. That opportunity is somewhat going to be impacted. We still don't know the final version and how it will. The most common is that when you leave a retirement account to your kids or grandkids or anyone else other than your spouse for that matter, they will have to liquidate the entire account within 10 years. It'll be, in effect, a 10-year rule, and therefore all those income taxes have to be paid in that 10 years. And your kids can't take advantage of inheriting a Roth IRA where they stretch it for the rest of their lifetimes. So there's a lot going on with that. And it, again, it has been overwhelming. The vote was 417-3. Now, Ted Cruz has actually held the vote up in the Senate because of concerns about 529 plans, but we'll be continuing to track this and then bring you great counsel on how you can use this new law to your advantage. You'll also, it looks like, be able to contribute to IRAs if you have earned income beyond age 72, which currently you cannot do that beyond 70 and a half. So we'll have more on this and how you can take advantage of these new rules once they become law. So you definitely won't want to miss that. We'll continue to monitor it and track it.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.